This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, November 8th show. I've built a network of elite industry professionals every week sharing their knowledge and expertise with my listeners. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast. To talk with any of the guests that I have in studio, please pick up the phone, call into the show at 1-855-411-1150. Again, that's 1-855-411-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, I have Joyce Jonascheid with Encore Live Interiors. And there are many benefits to aging in place, maintaining your independence, stay healthier, keep your routines, and minimize your costs. And so in your business today, we're going to talk about how seniors can stay in their homes.
Yeah, exactly. And I think probably most of us want to. Mm-hmm. AARP did a study that 87 to 89% of us would love to stay at home and would rather do that.
A lot of preparing and some advice to do that. So excited to talk with Joyce. A little bit about Joyce is an interior designer who started Encore Living Interiors in 2008 to provide a service that seemed to be missing for those seniors and baby boomers who want to age in place in their home, especially for those who want not only to have a safe home that assists in fall prevention, but also a comfortable and beautiful at the same time. She saw the need to design spaces that could also accommodate to the disabled and injured veterans with homes that could be enjoyed and bring dignity and pride into their environments. She published Encore Life Magazine, a free quarterly digital magazine and a blog that offers resources, articles, and tips to baby boomers and travelers, money and finances, aging in place, and health and wellness. Joyce also is a radio show of her own show, host of Encore Living Radio, a weekly show that's a lively and proactive discussion with baby boomers and seniors, providing solutions and resources to the active life. Since then, she's been seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox. So glad to have you here on my show, and it's always nice to interview another host, and I'm just really passionate about seniors myself. I've gone through some things with my dad passing recently and you know, trying to make sure that my mom is prepared for when that time comes for her. So it's a subject that means a lot to me, and I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
So Joyce, tell us a little bit about you and your organization and what's your background. How did you get started in what you do?
Yeah, I'm also a family caregiver. My mom just turned 90. And my dad's 87, so, you know, I care for them in my home and make sure that everything's done for them. So I understand where caregivers are at and how important it is to be at home. As far as where I started, actually, interior design is a second career for me. I have done lots of other things, worked in insurance, not financial planning, but very important. And did lots of other things, worked in computers and relocation. So was a realtor for a while and had quite a different background. So I come from an understanding of, you know, transition, relocation, from all of the different aspects of life.
And a lot of those bits and pieces that all come together to make this a smooth process.
Yeah, so I have a real holistic view of what I do.
So, Joyce, what about aging in place and universal design?
Okay, that's a term that not everyone has heard of. A universal design is actually more of an all-encompassing factor of aging in place. Aging in place is like a piece of that. So universal design is where, as designers, architects, and other folks who do living spaces, as well as commercial buildings, take into aspects. So like ADA design is a part of universal design, and something that a lot of people don't really think about. But universal design is clearly seen in just like a small example would be like a curb cutout, for example. That's something that we enjoy, you know, at any time, and it was originally designed for a wheelchair user, but who uses it now? You know, moms in wheelchair or moms with strollers, with babies, pedestrians, bicyclists. So that's just a benefit of universal design. Aging in place, and that piece of that is helping to design an interior where folks can stay at home longer because it's a safer environment. So if you're a person who's contemplating, should I stay in my home, should I not, let's take a look at it. Let's see if it's something that we can actually make happen. Could it be as easy as a grab bar that we need to install, a ramp, something like that?
So, Joyce, why is fall prevention so critical in regards to aging in place?
Oh, it's like the number one thing that we do as designers and as architects, because once a fall can happen, mm-hmm. it could be that your life has changed in an instant.
Yeah.
And I know that because of my own uncle. He fell. He was actually with us as well. We had quite a house full. And he fell in an instant, broke his hip, and his life was changed. He had to go into rehab. He never left. And so he wasn't able to be at home any longer.
Yeah.
And that's not anything we, you know, want to happen or think about, but it can happen. And so putting things in place that don't look like a nursing home, that mm-hmm. looks like your home, but can help prevent that fall, that can critically change, you know, how you live your life.
And same thing with my dad. Once mm-hmm. he fell, it was that was it.
Yeah.
And so, Joyce, why is your services important to consider, and will these increase the home's resale value?
I think really, as a former realtor, I could say that's probably the case. I couldn't give you an example of the percentage.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that there's so many more folks who are looking for environments and looking for living spaces that can help them. People are looking at the future now and going, if I move into a new home, if I remodel and stay where I'm at, mm-hmm. what can really make the difference in preventing me or to keeping me here longer? So I think it increases your resale value because there's so many more people who are looking for that type of dwelling who, you know, who need a safe environment, especially if they have loved ones.
Sure. So, Joy, someone might be listening and years away from this or, mm-hmm. you know, not having seniors living with them and maybe thinking by making these changes to their home, is it turning in and looking like a nursing home?
Oh, not at all, no. And what's lovely about universal design is that it's actually quite invisible. There's actually pretty grab bars that you can have in your home that don't look like that.
Okay.
There's handholds that you can have even like along your wall that can help steady yourself. There's different things like that that can really make a difference so that your home is safe and beautiful at the same time.
So, Joyce, I know every guest that I have in here representing all areas of financing, whether it's financial planning, it's a realtor helping you plan for a home purchase, for myself in, you know, my arenas, mortgages, estate planning, anything. It's all about planning and planning ahead. How does that make a difference in what you're helping your clients with?
Oh, for example, I have a quick story I can share. I had a gal who had MS and then had a stroke. And while she was in rehab, her son said, you know, actually mom's shower is not usable. And of course they thought of that right before she left rehab. So we had to quickly install a new shower that had a zero clearance so she could use it.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband, who had a bad back, had to go into the shower, use a dining chair. You can actually see this video on my site, put in a dining chair in the shower stall and lift her out of her wheelchair
wow.
into the dining chair. And so we were able to really empower her by building a zero clearance shower, having a seat that folded, that mm-hmm. having a shower head that she could grab onto right close to her and use it. And how empowering was that?
Yeah, and so. I bet with too, listening to that story, Joyce, that in the planning stage, it's a financial commitment as well. But if you plan early, just as Janice talked mm-hmm. about, just taking a little bit and putting it aside, and this is something you've got to plan for the financial piece of it as well, correct?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So
yeah,
starting that early.
Critical. And having actually long-term care insurance is one of our funding sources.
Uh-huh.
So if that's something that you have and you want to stay in your home, definitely talk to your agent about that.
Okay. And if one of my listeners is remodeling or building a new home, are there some things that they can do to put into place so that they can be ready for the future?
Oh, exactly. Right. Putting a bracing in the ceiling of your bedroom in case you need a lift above your bed. That's already in place.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're building a new home, putting two closets on top of each other in the first and second story, so you can put an elevator in the future. There's just different things like that. I actually have a report that outlines different priorities.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Joyce, and she's an interior designer that really focuses and has passion to help our seniors to be able to stay into their home. And if you want to connect with Joyce personally to get information for yourself or for your parents or grandparents and helping them to get to that next stage, pick up the phone, call my show at 1-855-411-50. Again, that's 1-855-411-50 or online at themoneyhour.com. And I love stories. I know my listeners love stories. What's your favorite client story?
Well, I think probably the one that I just shared is probably my favorite. But right now I'm working with a client, and he has difficulty seeing. And so we're doing the whole lighting in the house.
Uh-huh.
And we're putting in step lighting along the hallway. It's all motion detected. So as he walks into the hallway, it comes on.
Mm-hmm.
He also has an exercise room, and we're able to put lighting in there where he can see where he's stepping and going. And probably my favorite thing is in the bedroom. It's a large bedroom, and we're actually doing rope lighting along the path that he needs to walk to get to his bed safely.
Wow.
So the OT who's working with me, we both kind of laughed. It's kind of like the airport runway.
Nice.
So he
right
knows
in his
exactly
home.
Where he's going. Yeah.
I think I need that sometimes too, depending on how sleepy
yeah,
I am.
Exactly.
So any other quick fixes that people can do to make their home safer?
Oh, first thing, please remove all of your throw rugs. That's just huge.
Yeah. My grandmother fell on my coloring book, and to this day, I feel she's not with us anymore, but to this day, I feel guilty because she was never the same after falling on my color book. It's terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, so please remove those area rugs, throw rugs, all of that. It's just a quick thing to do right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't have someone, a senior that's living in your home, you have your parents and your grandparents coming in and visiting and staying with you. So really doing some of these things to be safe overall, I would imagine would be a great idea. So in closing, how can my listeners find you? What's the best way that they can connect with you, Joyce?
Oh, okay. Yeah. EncoreLivingInteriors.com and also EncoreLifeMag.com.
Okay. How do they listen to your podcast for your show? Right there on your site?
Yes, it's right there. You can watch all the shows, listen to those. Also on blogtalkradio.com/EncoreLiving.
Wonderful, Joyce. Thank you so much for coming in studio. And I'm excited to come in and talk on your show as well here in the, I think we're
exactly.
scheduled in December.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you
fun.
So much. I really appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Tina.
Coming up next on The Money Hour, are you smart and safe with your financial investments? Brad Van Vechten with Private Wealth Management Solutions right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.